Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio, I'll discuss Shulamith Firestone. Okay, Shulamith Firestone. Now the dates of Shulamith Firestone are between 1945 to 2012. And basically she was a Canadian-American radical feminist, a writer and an activist. Now Firestone was a central figure in the early development of radical feminism and second wave feminism and a founding member of three radical feminist groups called New York Radical Women, Red Stockings, and then the third one was New York Radical Feminists. And the work for which she is most famous is called The Dialectic of Sex, The Case for Feminist Revolution. Okay, The Dialectic of Sex, The Case for Feminist Revolution. And this was published in 1970. And The Dialectic of Sex and the ideas presented within this became important in both cyber feminism and xenofeminism, as her ideas were a precursor for the other subjects regarding technology and gender. Now, two things you should understand: what is cyberfeminism and what is xenofeminism. Now, what is xenofeminism? Xenofeminism basically aims to abolish gender through technology. Okay, the abolishment of gender through technology. So, in other words, overcoming the limitations that nature has imposed through the use of technology and using technology to abolish gender. For instance, using technology to reproduce or for the purpose of procreation. Or dusra term hai cyber feminism. So what is cyber feminism? It is nothing but feminism in relation to cyberspace. Cyberspace or internet in relation to that. So using the principles of feminism when we deal with cyberspace or internet or technology. Now a little bit about the life of Firestone. Firestone was born in Canada, and she was the second of six children and the first daughter of a German Jewish couple who had fled the Holocaust from Germany. And Firestone's parents were Orthodox Jews, and her father had become Orthodox when she was a teenager and exercised tight control over his six children. And one of the sisters of Firestone said that her father used to be angry at Firestone, and one of the reasons why he used to be angry was that Firestone spoke out against the sexism that was practiced. Okay, the kind of favoritism that was given to sons instead of equality for both son and daughter. And this issue of sexism or favoritism to one child, especially the son, became a reason of disagreement between Firestone and her father. So we see that from the beginning, Shulamith Firestone was kind of rebellious and rebellious against discrimination and any kind of sexism. She always fought for equality, and there is a very famous documentary on Shulamith Firestone called Shuli. Okay, S-H-U-L-I-E, Shuli. And this documentary outlines her journey to becoming a feminist figure. Now a little bit more about her important work, The Dialectic of Sex. In this work, she argues that we should invest in advanced technologies in order to free women from childbirth. And I'll read out a small paragraph from her work and you'll understand how radical her thinking was. Radical from the point of view of the times in which she lived, because this work was published in 1970. So you can imagine that for a society that existed in the 1970s, this would have been very radical. This is something which may find acceptance in today's time, in the 21st century. But some of the arguments are radical even for the 21st century. So you can imagine how radical it would have been in the 1970s. So I'll just read out this paragraph. Quote, just as to ensure elimination of economic classes requires the revolt of the underclass, means the proletariat, and in a temporary dictatorship, the seizure of the means of production, so to assure the elimination of sexual classes requires the revolt of the underclass, means women, and the seizure of the control of reproduction. Not only the full restoration to women of ownership of their bodies, but also their temporary seizure of control of human fertility. The new population biology, as well as all the social institutions of childbearing and child-rearing. The end goal of feminist revolution must be, unlike that of the first feminist movement, not just the elimination of male privilege, but of the sex distinction itself. Genital differences between human beings would no longer matter culturally. Unquote. And Firestone synthesizes the ideas of Sigmund Freud, Karl Marx, Friedrich Engels, and even Simone de Beauvoir into a radical feminist theory of politics. And the Dialectic of Sex became a classic text of the second wave feminism. But it can also be regarded as a good example of radical feminism. So in this work, Firestone does accept that there are biological differences between men and women. However, she made it clear that these differences, though real, are not to be treated as a foundation for prejudice or superiority of one group over another. And Firestone also insists that to be human is to outgrow nature, saying that we can no longer justify the maintenance of a discriminatory sex class system on the grounds of its origin in nature. And the abolition of the sex class requires that women take control of the means of reproduction. So, from an exam point of view, you should know the broad arguments that Shulamith Firestone offers in her work, The Dialectic of Sex, The Case for Feminist Revolution. You should also know what is the difference between xenofeminism and cyberfeminism. And as I said earlier, that this work of Firestone can also be regarded as an example of radical feminism. So, what is the difference between second wave feminism and radical feminism? You should know this. After that, I also spoke about xenofeminism. And this work of Firestone itself can be regarded as a precursor to the future works on xenofeminism as well as cyberfeminism. And a good example of cyberfeminism can be the work of Donna Haraway. Her work is called A Cyborg Manifesto. Okay? A Cyborg Manifesto, which was published in 1985. After that, with respect to xenofeminism, a good example of xenofeminism can be Helen Hester's work called Xenofeminism. Okay, Helen Hester. Helen and then Hester is H-E-S-T-E-R, Hester. Her work is called Xenofeminism. And then with respect to xenofeminism, there is another work by Liboria Cubonix. Okay, Liboria Cubonix. Her work is called The Xenofeminist Manifesto, A Politics for Alienation. Okay, The Xenofeminist Manifesto, A Politics for Alienation. So, when you read about Shulamith Firestone and her work, The Dialectic of Sex, also take into account other developments in feminism, such as cyberfeminism and xenofeminism, and the major works and writers in these subcategories or sub-varieties of feminism.